Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Monitors and security sources say a United Nations brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed following Friday's killing of anti-government rebel leader Zahran Alush, who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. Details of Alush's death remain unclear despite reports the military forces of President Bashar al-Assad's government had killed him in an airstrike. An Iraqi army spokesman says Iraqi troops have pushed deeper into the heart of Ramadi, where they have been engaged in an offensive to take back a government complex from Islamic State militants after losing control of the city 7 months ago. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are now trying to slow the Iraqi advance by using suicide bombers, booby traps, and snipers, plus civilians as human shields. It's not clear how many civilians are left in the areas. Thousands of supporters of Burundi's president Saturday protested against the African Union's plan to deploy 5,000 peacekeepers to quell the country's escalating unrest. Burundi has been rocked by turmoil since April, when it was announced that President Pierre Nkurunziza would run for a third term. He was reelected in July, but the violence has since escalated. The Saturday demonstration in Bujumbura was led by Vice President Gaston Sindimwo, who insisted that Burundi's army is capable of halting violence and protecting all Burundians. Earlier this month, 87 people died when three military installations were attacked by rebels. This is VOA News. Delayed national elections to select a president and parliament scheduled for today in the Central African Republic have been delayed until December 30th as the Electoral Commission scrambles to get everything in place for the polling, which many hope will return peace and normalcy to the CAR. Human rights researcher Louis Mudge tells VOA the election will only be a first step in what is needed for the Central African Republic.
The elections in of themselves are not going to simply bring about an end to the conflict. It's going to have to be a more long-term process. It's going to have to incorporate issues about holding perpetrators of serious crimes accountable. There has to be real reconciliation efforts made across the sectarian divide between Muslims and non-Muslims. And there needs to be a meaningful development program set up in the country so people have a reason to be hopeful again. Good that the elections are happening. Good that the run-up has been peaceful thus far, more or less. But they're not going to be a silver bullet in of themselves. They're not going to simply solve very deep-rooted problems in the Central African Republic.
International organizations have been pushing for the CAR to hold elections before the end of 2015. Western diplomats in Bangui consider the elections necessary to stabilize the country after 3 years of chaos. Israeli police say they have shot dead a Palestinian man who tried to stab them in Jerusalem in the latest deadly incident in a three-month spate of violence. Palestinian protesters took to the streets of Jerusalem's Old City on Saturday, demanding that Israelis return the bodies of Palestinians killed in recent clashes with Israeli authorities. Since mid-September, a wave of Palestinian shootings, stabbing, and vehicular attacks have killed 20 Israelis. At least 125 Palestinians have died by Israeli fire in that same period. Pakistan's military leader, armed, arrived in Kabul today for crucial talks with Afghan political and military leaders. The visit comes after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's trip to Islamabad earlier this month for a regional conference on the so-called Heart of Asia process, ending months of deadlock in bilateral ties over allegations that Pakistan's military has not cut secret ties to the Afghan Taliban. And attacks by Muslim rebels on Christian villages in the southern Philippines left at least 14 people dead. Regional military spokeswoman said the clashes occurred in three different provinces in Mindanao. An estimated 200 rebels were involved in at least eight attacks during 2 days. Mindanao, home to well over 20 million people, is the only area of the Philippines with a sizable Muslim population.
That's the latest world news from VOA.